This audio is from Reno Center on November 17th, 2019. It is a short version with everybody's comments eliminated or summarized. It's very close to Baba's birthday, so there is a little bit of a discussion about the seva they will be doing on Baba's birthday, and then study circle starts. این اودیو از مرکز رینو در روز 17 نوامبر 2019 است. این ورژن اودیو کوتاه شده است و صحبت‌های دیگران تا حد امکان خلاصه شدن یا حذف شدن. بعد از کمی صحبت در مورد تدارکات تولد بابا که هفته دیگه شنبه هست، استادی سیرکل شروع میشه.
Tonight's quote is, where there is no purity, there is unity. Without unity, you cannot attain divinity. Then your life is just a waste. First purity, next unity, then you realize your divinity.
کوته امشبمون، هر کجا خلوص نباشد یگانگی نیست. بدون یگانگی شما نمیتوانید به الهیت دست یابید. پس زندگیتان فقط هدر رفتن است. ابتدا خلوص، بعد یگانگی. بعد از آن است که شما الهیت را تجربه میکنید.
So, I think this quote really, there's three parts of it. It talks about no purity, no unity, and divinity. So I thought we could just go through and talk about what these things mean to us, starting with what does it mean for there to be no purity? What does that mean for us in our experience?
کسی میگه که در این کوت بابا در مورد سه تا نکته حرف میزنه. خالصی، یگانگی و الهیت. حالا با اون خالصی شروع میکنیم. برای شماها در تجربتون خالصی نداشتن یعنی چی؟
خلوص.
Several people share their understanding and then Farnaz adds. چندی نفر درکشون رو توضیح میدن و بعد فرناز اضافه میکنه.
I want to add something. When you say something is not pure or not pure, like let's say if it's gold, it's metal or whatever, if there is mixture of stuff, it's not pure. If when it's just one thing, we consider it pure, the definition of the word. So I was thinking, whenever there is one-pointedness, when there is vigilance and concentration on one thing, then it can be considered pure. When it's scattered with so many things, like so many thoughts, so many desires, so many stuff, and it's not focused in one, it's mixture of stuff, so it's not pure. I think that's also one thing, like mixture of stuff. We want to fix our problems, then also we want spirituality, we want to have a this and that, then it's mixture, it's not pure. I think maybe that's what it is.
وقتی یه چیز خالصه یعنی همگنه، مثلا همش یه چیزه. طلا اگه خالصه یعنی قاطی نداره، یا هر چیزی که میگن خالصه یعنی یه جوره، همش یکیه. ناخالص وقتیه که مختلف، همه قاطی شده. مثلا مثالش هم این که مثلا ما میخوایم معنویت رو پیدا کنیم، ولی حالا میخوایم زندگیمونم بهتر شه، حالا این خواستم هم برطرف شه، این مشکلم هم حل شه، یعنی همه این مجموعه رو میخوایم قاطی پاتی یه جوری رفع و رجوش کنیم و جور در نمیاد، باید یک جنس بشه، یکی بشه، همه خواسته ها متمرکز بشه، یه جور باشه که بشه پیور حساب بشه. تئوریش هم
Then Kavi asks about the second part of the code, which is unity. Many people share their understanding. And then Sat says, بعد از این Kavi در مورد یگانگی که قسمت بعد کود هست سوال میکنه، چند نفر درکشون رو میگن و بعد Sat میگن.
فرناز really explained it well. Well, the meaning of purity in the dictionary. To me, purity, complete purity, is when there is no good and there is no bad. There is no opposition. There is no duality. When one realizes how futile living in Maya is, and thinking is painful, then it dawns on us that perhaps nothing is really as good as we see it, and nothing is as bad as we think. And there is a silence that comes over us, and that silence is unity. Right there. Now, purity has a many meaning, depending. In the world, purity would be, if you're in a human body, at least be a human. Don't act like a savage animal. But beyond that, I really believe that purity and divinity are one and the same. Purity is what Farnas was saying, when a metal is pure, there's nothing added to it, and is devoid of a variety. You can call it one-pointedness, you can call it emptiness. Devoid of variety. And once there's a devoid of variety, there is the devoid of changes. So, every time the mind or the ego rises to prove something, to mend something, to prepare something, to repair something, has left the purity, that it has added different ingredients to itself. And it's always uncomfortable when it's added ingredients, added substance. Pure water is pure. Pure food is simple. Nowadays, anything you want to read, it has one page of ingredients on it. Or whatever you want to think, a simple thinking can become a complex problem. I feel like that silence has been diluted by impurity of becoming instead of being. Becoming, I see that, and I truly feel that the problem is complication of something that is totally pure and beautiful and does not need anything added to it, subtracted from it. This becoming has become quite a bit of a villain in everybody's life. Always we want to become somebody or have something, and a moment of silence is purity, and it is the same as unity. So in the last part of the code, then you realize your divinity. That it's not even a use of realizing. It's the nature of it. Divinity is the nature of the purity and unity. So when we think of it that way, then throughout your day, we can remember that the simplest state of being is unity, and the unity is divinity.
سعد میگه که فرناز خیلی خوب توضیح داد معنی خالصی. برای من خالصی کامل یعنی نه خوب وجود داره و نه بد. دوگانگی وجود نداره. وقتی که واقعا درک کنیم که چقدر زندگی کردن در این مایا بی هدف و خسته کننده است و دیگه میبینیم که چیزی که فکر کردیم در به نظر خوب میومد خوب نیست و شاید بعدم اونقدر بد نیست که فکر میکردیم وقتی که
Now what we think is good, who knows, maybe it isn't. It's just an opinion. What we think is bad, maybe it isn't. Who knows?
چیزی که فکر کردیم خوب بود چه میدونیم شاید خوب نیست چیزی که فکر کردیم بده چه میدونیم شاید بد نیست بعد وقتی که اینو درک میکنی یه سکوت میاد و این سکوت یگانگیست خالصی معنیای مختلف داره در دنیا وقتی انسانی یعنی انسان باش حیوان نباش ولی ماورای اون بریم خالصی و الهیت یکی هست خالصی
خلوص خلوص خالصیه نمیدونم
خلوص وقتی که یه آهنی خلوص باشه یعنی هیچی قاطیش نمیشه چیزای مختلف توش نیست وقتی چیزای مختلف نباشه دیگه چینج
تغییر
هم نداره حالا میتونی به این بگی یگانه بودن
I think you need to help her later on that translation
یا میتونی بگی خالی بودن پس هر دفعه که
رادو جان let it go Yeah, it's too much a struggle. He takes away from his moment.
Thank you, Seth.
Thank you, guys.
Om Brahma Arpanam Brahma Hari Brahma Agnau Brahma Nahutam Brahmaiva tena gantavyam Brahma karma samam